Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host on this Monday morning, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, for tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station right here in Florida to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working out there on the Third Watch tonight, including all of our great truck drivers out there hauling the products across the country for whoever needs it, wherever they need it. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America. And you can find us on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website, of course, is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now to start the evening off, we've got the one, the only, the informidable and always applicable professor of politics, Kyle Warren, out in California. All right. The throngs are outside. And by the way, the natives are restless tonight because we had WrestleMania in town over the weekend.
Oh, wow.
The women wrestled Saturday night at Raymond James Stadium. And by the way, they got rain. Boy, did they get rain. And then today, the men wrestled, and boy, they got some more rain. So, but they kept going. I mean, it didn't matter that, you know, when the lightning was in the area, they stopped, of course. But when things lightened up a little bit, boom, they went right back out and went right back into the ring, and away they went. So there you go. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, folks, as we start the show tonight, we have some developing news, a breaking news story about 2 hours ago now, out of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, which is about 10 miles away from Minneapolis, from where the trial is going on right now for George Floyd. Now, police officers pulled over a vehicle on a suspected outstanding warrant for the driver based on the description and the license plate number and all that sort of stuff. Now, they asked the driver to get out of the car. The driver reluctantly finally did get out of the car. And then when they ordered him to do something else, he got back in the car and took off. Now, the police, for some reason, shots were fired and an officer was wounded. And the police hit the driver in the vehicle who had a girlfriend, I guess, with him in the front seat. And he lost control of the car and crashed into a parked car or two and died. Now, as a result of all this, the word got out on the street. Black Lives Matter and their pals got out there, too, about 500 of them. They started to throw bottles. They started to throw light firecrackers, the big commercial-grade firecrackers. And they also threw rocks at the police officers who, about an hour and a half ago now, told the people they had 10 minutes to get off the street or else.
Well, that's right, Captain. About 11:56 local time there in Minnesota. We understand the mayor had issued a statement that there was going to be a curfew that was going to be imposed. We don't know if people are honoring that as yet. We do know, however,
not as of about 20 minutes ago when I saw it on TV. They were still there, not in a large number they were, but there was still a bunch of them there.
Exactly. Well, we do know that police evidently fired rubber bullets at part of this crowd. For some reason, they hit at least two people, we understand. One person was seen leaving the area bleeding from the head. So obviously the tensions there are very, very great, Captain. One particular element of this is that according to information that we have, the police were wearing body cams and they were activated at the time of the incident. So that should shed some light on some of the specifics of how exactly this interaction went down. According to the person's mother, the person who was shot by the police, he called his mother telling him he was being pulled over, again, according to her statement, that he was being pulled over for having air fresheners dangling from his rearview mirror. Those are illegal in Minnesota, we understand. So all this is going to come out in more detail, as we understand. But as you mentioned, Captain, yes, they did identify him as being someone who had a warrant out, and that's the reason why they wanted to take him into custody.
Right, and that's what happens. And again, when the police tell you to do something and you don't do it, be advised it's not going to end up pretty.
Well, no, of course not. And again, this is taking place, as you mentioned, Captain, just about 12 miles away from Minneapolis. It's a small suburb of Minneapolis, and of course, the entire situation evidently now is going to be even more inflamed than it was even just a few short hours ago.
Yep, I know exactly where Brooklyn Center is. I've been there before, and our buddy George up there in Minneapolis, he'll keep us in touch if anything changes. Now, the big story also over the weekend was Iran calling the Natanz atomic site blackout that they had there nuclear terrorism, and they're now blaming Israel for the fact that they lost the power at the nuclear plant.
Well, yes, exactly. And, of course, again, there's no immediate claim of responsibility that we've heard about. But if it is Israel, then that, of course, that is a big, big deal in that region.
Works for me.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I just might do that, Mr. Kyle. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor, the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that keeps my body under control, so to speak, because of the inflammation that I have in my left foot and ankle, as well as the pain that goes up my leg to my knee to my hip and into my back if I don't control it by using this drug-free product called Relief Factor. Now, the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, lycarin, omega-3, help the body's natural response to inflammation, and it also alleviates pain right straight at the source by going right there where it needs to go. It's 100% drug-free. You never have to worry about that, and it also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases any discomfort that you're in. It'll support healthy joints and muscles, too, and for the amazing low price of $19.95, that's all it costs for the 3-week quick start to get it all started. Now you go to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, to get the $19.95 3-week quick start. And again, it's worked for me, tens of thousands of other people. They'll tell you, believe me, they will tell you. Go to the website relieffactor.com/captain to find out more. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we go to the telephone line, you have some more information on Iran's underground Natanz nuclear facility, which is quite famous for a certain reason. What is that reason?
Well, Captain, back in 2010, they discovered their computer virus in their system, and it was known as the Stuxnet computer virus. And, of course, they believe that this came from the United States and Israel at the time, and that actually disrupted a whole lot of stuff there, as we recall. We also found out, Captain, that in regards to this incident with the power failure, the blackout, as it were, the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, has been in contact with the Iranians about this, but we don't have any further information about what they might have found out. But so if people hear that that name, NACANCE, they might remember the Stuxnet computer virus, which set them back pretty well, as we recall back then.
Well, the money is on Israel as being the culprit, and that's a good thing, because this was the brand new advanced centrifuges that was being set up, capable of enriching uranium much, much faster, and anything they can do to slow this down is a good thing.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to the phone lines, and on the telephone line, we've got the honorary mayor of Clearwater, and that would be none other than Mr. Mike. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, apparently President Trump was at a private thing where he was talking to a whole bunch of the Republican higher-ups, or whatever you want to call them. Now, you both know that I'm one of President Trump's biggest fans. I really love the guy. But I got to say, you know, calling Mitch McConnell a not-so-nice name.
Call him an SOB. Call him an SOB.
Right. And you know, blasting Mike Pence and Mitch McConnell. You know, we do not need a fracture in the party. That's the last thing we need right now. You know, we have to get together, and we have to work together so that we can, you know, take back the chambers, both chambers, and next year, and then get the White House back. I can, for the life of me, I cannot understand why President Trump is doing what he's doing. I mean, he has to be a smart man, and he has to realize that what he is doing is not good. So you being the professor of politics that you are, Kyle, why is he doing it? And I wish he'd stop, because this is definitely not good. What do you think? Thank you so much.
All right. Well, first of all, what is it? Office45.com?
Yep.
Something like that?
That's the website.
Yeah. Hey, pardon me. You can go over there. You go over there and send him an email and tell him exactly what you just told me. But, Kyle, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Captain, and thank you, Mike, for the call. You know, as you said about being a professor, well, I'm going to defer, you know, to the ultimate professor, as it were, going back to the days of Ronald Reagan, who issued, I believe, what was called the 11th Commandment.
That's right.
Yeah, thou shalt not speak or attack any other fellow Republican.
Yes.
So, and that was kind of Reagan's thing. He had a finesse about him where he could get his point across and perhaps do it a little bit more diplomatically. But it's, of course, straight shooter at the same time. But yes, this is a good question. What is going to be accomplished by President Trump saying what he says, the way that he says it? But obviously still smarting, I think, from what happened back in November and all this kind of thing. But yes, the party unity is so important in any kind of election, and especially in what will be one of the, obviously, the next most important election we've ever seen, which will be 2022. Party unity is very, very important. So will it die down? Well, we'll see. Maybe he'll look at the polling numbers, and maybe he'll start to understand, you know, how people are thinking generally out there. But for now, Donald Trump is going to say exactly what Donald Trump wants to say, and I don't know that it's going to change anytime soon.
Well, you're right about everything you said. And first of all, it's ego. Donald Trump's ego won't let him be quiet. He's got to shout it. That's what he's done all the years that I knew about him or knew you know what he was doing in New York. He would never be quiet. When he should have been quiet, he was never quiet. And I don't expect that's going to change. Now, could that be his demise and downfall? Oh, you betcha. You betcha, because of what you just mentioned. Now, here's the other thing, okay? With everything that's going on here, the president, former President Donald Trump, the current president, let's see, I'm trying to stop a phone. There we go. With the current president, Joe Biden, out there doing what he's doing, it is what it is. And we're going to get what we're going to get. But everybody needs to know that this all starts now, right here, right now, today. You got to get involved. And if you don't, shame on you, because we need all hands on deck. All right, let's go to the phone line. I think this is Mel in Saratoga Springs. Is that right?
Correct. Yes. Good morning, Jeffy. Now, I want to follow up on your last caller's comment and Kyle's comment also. Well, if you're talking about party unity and fracturing the party, Well, you know, Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, and that crowd, they weren't behind this president 100%. They weren't in there trying to hold the party. They were fracturing the party. And this president, being from New York, he's one of those guys that ain't afraid to stand up and say what he's got to say. He's not going to panty waste or coat any of these issues. He's going to tell you like it is, whether you like it or not. And he's bringing this to the attention to the voting public that is in the Republican Party, us conservatives. You know, he's not going to let it fly. Mitch McConnell was not the president's friend. He was not the president's ally. Mitch McConnell was out for Mitch McConnell, and as far as I can tell, with his wife being their family being a shipping magnet out of China, you know, Mitch was looking out for Mitch's pocketbook. He wasn't looking out for the American public and this president. So, I mean, with this paying waste apologist for these guys, you got to start thinking about how we feel down here on the bottom.
Okay.
We're tired of the BS, and President Trump brought it to our attention. He's tired of it, too.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Now, here's the thing, Kyle, and we got another caller. Caller, hang on. It's Dan the Man. And Dan the Man, you're going to get caught up in a break, so please hold on. Here's the thing, Kyle. Mitch McConnell did a lot of things that a lot of people didn't care for, but he did one thing that I really love. You know what that was?
What was that?
He gave us all those judges.
That's exactly right.
That was him. Now, that's the one good thing that he did that I can think of.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, but no party is going to be monolithic. The difference between monolithic and being unified.
And you got to go along to get along sometimes to get to your goal. Ronald Reagan was so good about what he did, and Dan the Man's on the line. We'll get to him here in a second, but we're coming up on a hard break right here in about 30 seconds. Ronald Reagan did one really good thing. He came up with the 11th Commandment, and every time he had something to say to somebody that didn't agree with him, he would close the door and nobody knew what was going on.
Exactly right. See, that's part of the art of politics, too.
It is.
And telling it like it is, that's huge. And Reagan certainly did that and was the real model for that. But as you're right, Captain, I think he would use politics behind the scenes to get what he wanted so that everybody, there was a win-win. Everybody walked away with something, and he, at the end of the day, he was able to get done what he wanted to do.
Well, there's something in the military called when you're a commissioned officer, acting like an officer and a gentleman, and when you do yelling and screaming and all that sort of stuff, you don't do it in the presence of your men. You do it behind the presence of closed doors. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. And Dan, man, you're going to be up when we come back. But in the meantime, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to give you the number one more time.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is set to meet with lawmakers on Monday to discuss his more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan. The president has said that he is open to listening to ideas on his plan, but insists that the country needs a large investment into its infrastructure. But Republicans have been hesitant to support the package because of some of the contents of the plan, as well as the use of an increase in the corporate tax rate to fund it. Representative Liz Cheney says that the president's package could get GOP support if a large number of changes are made. The Wyoming Republican tells CBS's Face the Nation that too much of the funding in the bill goes to pet projects that have nothing to do with infrastructure.
The bill would need to be fundamentally redone. It would need to be a different bill. It would need to actually focus on infrastructure, not on so many of the additional Green New Deal spending priorities that are focused on helping Democrat allies around the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, announcer lady. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm the aforementioned captain. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. I have been a Geico Insurance customer for about 17 and a half years now. And you can go to their website, which is the way I did it years ago, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and find out what it would cost. You get a cost comparison. You give them your information, zip code, car you're driving, truck you're driving, whatever. Maybe you got a motorcycle. Maybe you're driving an RV, whatever it is you're driving, ATV, boat, whatever. They'll give you a rate on it. But where you really save the money is when you add your homeowners and or renters insurance policy too. Now, they will gladly take a look at what they can do for you and give you a rate comparison either via the internet off the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, or you can set up an appointment with your local agent, whoever that might happen to be, and do it that way. Whatever you want to do, it all works out. So check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and see if they can do for you what they've done for me, save me a bunch of money. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, during the break, we did get an email from our friend Johanna, and she said that she's glad that that Trump is calling out Mitch McConnell, because she pointed out that on January the 6th, the day of the intrusion into the Congress, that McConnell immediately blamed Donald Trump. And I do remember that. He did. He immediately came out and did that. But in the meantime, I'm going to go to the professor emeritus, the big guy in the block, and we've got none other than Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana. Go ahead there, Mr. Dan. What's on your mind? I bet you can't wait to chime in on this.
Well, you know, I go back a few years.
Yeah.
And I worked for Gerald Ford. And in 1976, Ford beat Reagan for the nomination. It was very close. It was a nail biter the whole time. Actually, we walked into the convention knowing that we didn't have enough delegates. There was a bunch that had still not claimed who they were going to support nomination night. And Ford won it. Reagan lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Reagan never, ever during his 8 years as president talked about 1976.
Nope.
He was a competitor, a true gentleman competitor. He didn't like to look back at losses. And these people calling McConnell Renos, you could get a lot worse than Mitch McConnell for his seat in the Senate. A lot worse. He's been pretty much a consistent conservative. By the way, when Trump came into the White House, nobody really knew what he was. Mm-hmm. He was a blank slate. He turned out to be a pretty good conservative.
Yep.
You know, McConnell got the judges. That's what Trump said the whole 4 years he was there. Judges. Turn the federal judiciary around more conservative. And you see, he must have had some luck at it, success at it, because now they want to pack the Supreme Court. They call Rubio a rhino.
Mm-hmm.
Marco Rubio has been consistent his whole time in the Senate. He does a lot of things that makes conservatives mad, but conservatives have got to understand the whole world isn't conservative.
Let me stop you right now and read you what Donald Trump said in his endorsement of Marco Rubio. He said, Marco has worked with me to reform the VA and help our small businesses grow, and with his help we achieved the lowest ever unemployment for women, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, and almost all Americans. Together, we work closely with the Cuban and Venezuelan communities, and we have made great progress. That's what he had to say. And then he also ruled that President Trump was in no way involved with Russia when he was in charge of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Remember that?
I remember that clearly. That's where, you know, you don't want to cut your nose off despite your face.
No.
And that's kind of what they're doing again. You know, I like Trump. I like his policies. Sometimes I even like his personality. Been on the radio a lot of times, and I've said, I don't like his personality. Donald Trump has the rare ability for a politician to bring the worst out in others.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe after this he would look back, reevaluate. He can't go out on the stump. If he's going to run again in 2024, he can't go out on the stump looking back at 2020.
Well, Dan,
he's got to have a vision for the future.
Dan, I am from New York, and I was in New York for 5 years. I was assigned to the fire department of New York for 5 years as a New York State fire training instructor. And the fact of the matter is, I knew Donald Trump. I actually had seen him in action, and he played both sides of the fence. Why? Because as a businessman, you have to.
Yeah, well, yeah, people in Florida should know that by now by the DeSantis and the Publix controversy, because Publix ended up giving the maximum amount to Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden.
$140,000.
Yeah, they spread it all out. That's how you play the game.
Mm-hmm.
That's the rules of the game. And I think that right now Trump should kind of stay low for a while, take policy positions, go out and campaign. But he's got to put 2020 behind him.
Yeah.
And he's got to put 2016 behind him.
Yep.
Because he would still talk about the previous election when he was out the 4 years he was in office on his rallies. He kept talking about, did you see the results of 2016 and, you know, Hillary locked her up and all that? That's behind you. It's history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not current events. But he's definitely going to have to smooth some sharp edges.
And God knows, I'm going to let you go here in just a second. God knows that we got enough trouble going on right now with the policies that he had along the border and the policies that he had for the economy and the business in this country that Joe Biden is just trying to absolutely destroy. And by God, we got to get back on track here real quick.
I can't believe how much this country's went downhill in 90 days. We got a
executive orders. It's all executive orders. That's how Biden is doing this.
Yeah, and I would think some of those executive orders could be ruled unconstitutional.
Well, trust me, there's 31 states that are suing him right now for a lot of the executive orders, but it takes a while to get them to the court. Okay, Dan, thanks very much, and we'll talk to you later this week.
Okay, Captain. Kyle, you have a good morning.
All right, thank you very much. And, Kyle, I agree with what Dan is saying. You don't. I believe in Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment.
Well,
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that, that President Trump brought into the political arena now is this notion that there's the swamp and, you know, politicians aren't doing what they're supposed to do. We've always kind of known that, but he really brought that into focus. And that's where he really shines. But what, and I agree with what Dan's talking about. Yeah, you can never look backwards in this way.
No.
Because that's just going to become a cliche for Donald Trump. And so, but here's the thing. If you have a politician who's willing to come in and say, look, here's what worked with Trump's policies. This is why they worked. And we're not going to let these politicians keep you from having these policies. That could be a real winning strategy.
And
Trump led the way.
And the thing of it is Donald Trump was our president. We all know that, okay? He was number 45. Is he going to run again? I don't know. If he does run again, would I vote for him? Sure. But let me tell you something. If Mike Pompeo decides to get into the mix, or Ron DeSantis decides to get into the mix, because here's what I heard over the weekend. Pompeo, DeSantis, that ticket. Think about that one for a second.
Well, and that would be very powerful. And, of course, but we're still so far out from that.
Whether
it's a Trump running, I mean, obviously he'd be the front runner today, but we have to have a crystal ball and see what it looks like 3 years from now. That's pretty tough.
Yeah, and the reason they're talking about Pompeo is because of the foreign policy that we had, that he was the instituter of and the enforcer of around the world when we had respect, and he had Donald Trump's backing all the way when he was doing what he was doing. The guy knew his stuff.
Well, exactly. And can you imagine, Captain, we just make a quick prediction here, a good educated guess, that I think foreign policy is going to be a very important aspect. Obviously, it always is, but it could be even more so with what we might see with
foreign policy and our national security are the two hotbed issues right now, because national security brings the border into it as well. People are really, really upset over the fact that we don't know who in the hell is coming into this country. And oh, by the way, we've been on the air for about 40 minutes. Well, wait a minute, 36 minutes. Okay, so we came on six after. 1 hour from now, folks, or 1 hour from when we came on, there'll be 100 people that will have snuck across the border. That's how serious this is right now. Every hour, 100 people sneak across the border. Do they all get caught? Nope.
No, they don't, and that's just an average, really. It's about 100 people.
That's the average coming from the Customs and Border Patrol.
That's right. So, and also, Captain, can you imagine under any other administration where they have the cartels that are so involved with either bringing people across in terms of trafficking and not to mention drugs and other illicit material? Can you imagine if it wasn't the Biden administration, how we'd be hearing about that?
Yeah, well, they create a distraction on one side of the border to get people over across the other side of the border, et cetera, back and forth. It goes round and round, and we never know what the hell is going to happen next. All right, coming up with the first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Got some pretty good music to get started tonight with, I'll tell you that much. And got a mixture of weather. Mixture of weather. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yeah, buddy, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just a tad bit up the road from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there for everybody that's listening to us in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget that this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Centers and Flying J Truck Stops, the largest truck stop chain in the country. They're all across the United States. Find them just about anywhere and everywhere. And certainly, if you become a member of the Drivers Club, you'll know for sure where they are, because you're going to be wanting to stop there to get the points on the fuel that you buy, the food that you buy, the supplies you buy in the store, because all that adds up, and all of a sudden, you can be having one whale of a Christmas with a whole bunch of stuff that you're getting on the points that you accumulated. Think about that, because Catwoman and Road Dogg have done that. I know, because they told me. All right, we're going to get started right now with an oldie but goodie. Get ready.
Drives fell, Jimmy Rogers on the
tell you what, I like that song, and I love that driving bass guitar in there, Kyle, because I used to play the bass guitar years ago, and I had a rhythm guitar also played. I had three different guitars. I had one I played for my my leads, which was a Fender, and then I had a Gibson that I played with my rhythm and my melody that I played, and then with the bass guitar, I had a big old Fender, which just sounded just about like that. It was unbelievable.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Plus, we had the electro synthesizer that I later added because I could play that. And once in a while, I'd get on the drums. But anyway, it was a lot of fun, and I made a lot of money doing that. And, boy, that was back in the day. But that was a song. Yeah, I hear that song, and I hear that bass guitar, and I'm just going, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's got a great groove to it. And that goes back to 1989, a lot of miles,
mm-hmm.
and, of course, all the obvious references to Elvis in
yeah,
that song.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, well, let's get into the weather because we're going to have accumulating wet snow expected for the next couple of days across the far northern plains. High wind snow, blowing snow from a late-season storm will continue coming across the northern part of the U.S. of A. Carl will tell you where it is right now, but fact of the matter is critical fire weather conditions will return to the southwest on Tuesday. Let me tell you something. We just had some storms go blasting through here. In the last 3 days, Kyle, we've had two episodes in almost the same area in the Tampa Bay area of Florida where it was like a mini tornado came roaring through a couple times. That's how bad the weather's been here the last couple of days with the storms. But you go ahead.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we're going to start out west tonight, of course, with the fire weather watch that's happening. This is in three different states right now. It's skirting the border of Utah, but it's in parts of Arizona, southern part of Nevada, and in the pretty much the central eastern part of California right now. Also, perhaps we've got some winds out in the high desert as well. So if you're coming across I-40, I-15, out near Baker, you know, Barstow, you're coming from Needles, for example, all the way from Kingman, Arizona, you're going to be part of this fire weather watch. Also, if you're heading up towards Las Vegas and about right up to about St. George or so, if you get over the border of Utah, you're going to be dealing with this fire weather watch tonight. Also, Captain, we've got Lake Wind Advisory. This is in northeastern Montana tonight. Another Lake Wind Advisory. This is near the Flathead Indian Reservation. Now, this is going to be north of Missoula, Montana, up on I-90, so you've got some winds there as well. And another fire weather warning. This is going to be east of I-25. This is going to be east, looks like of Walsenburg in Colorado City in southern Colorado tonight. So we do have a lot going on, and more wind coming to southern, well, a little bit coming to Southern California. This is up in the Santa Barbara area.
That's okay. They need a lot of hot air in California to go along with the governor. Okay, well, here we go. North Dakota, about half of North Dakota right now from about Bismarck West is under a high weather watch and warning all the way from Canada, all the way down into South Dakota, all the way to the border with Nebraska, and then over to the eastern half. Now, get this, the eastern half. If you're going up and down 29, certainly from Fargo up to the Canadian border, you're probably going to have a little snow going to be starting in there. It's going to be a little dusting, 1 to 2 inches, and then it'll snow again a little bit more. Temperatures are going to drop, cold front coming across, get a little bit more snow. So it's going to be interesting for the next couple of days and nights over in Minnesota. The same thing all the way over towards the Twin Cities, too. Just enough to make the road a little bit slippery to where you got to remember it's still wintertime, even though the weather's been kind of nice here lately on and off. And then, of course, down along the Mississippi River, Tennessee, Mississippi, Arkansas, parts of Louisiana, you've got flooding from all the rain that's been going on there over the past several days. You do have some unsettled weather conditions for the central part of North Carolina tonight as well for some wind and possibly some thunderstorms in the area there. But our weather here, for the most part, after all those storms came rumbling through here over the past 24 hours, they're gone. They're out of the way, not to be forgotten, because we had some damage that was done as a result here in the Tampa Bay area, which you'll be hearing about on the local news coming up here after the 6 o'clock hour with Roger P. Shulman. Now, in the meantime, let's not forget that the Pilot and Flying J always brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And you pull in there, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, tell them the captain sent you, that's how you do it, and then become a member of the Drivers Club and get the points for buying fuel, the points for buying food, the points for buying supplies in the store. And if you're an RVer, the same thing comes to pass there, Kyle.
Well, that's exactly right, and they take special care of the RVing folks, Captain.
They do.
Special fueling lanes, you got the sanitary RV dump there, you got all kinds of other great incentives, and of course that Flying J app is now called the My Rewards Plus.
And you can spend the night in the truck stop if you want with the RV, save you a whole bunch of grief. In the meantime, guess what I'm going to do?
What's that?
I'm going to take it out with a little Black Velvet with Alana Miles because she's got what it takes here tonight. And that's a song that pretty much was written about, dedicated to Elvis Presley, the King. There you go. Tell you, that bass is just to die for. Alrighty, and that's the way it goes here with Alana Miles. And we got our own music coming in to take us out right now. But I'll tell you what, always a pleasure to be able to play something that the people like. And that's also done by request. And hello, LJ, up there in Michigan. Hope you're doing well. Florida awaits your presence. All right. We'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what...
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.